I take a backseat to no one with my views of the threat that is presented to America from Russia. And if I am confirmed as the Secretary of State, I can assure you this administration will continue, as it has for the past 15 months, to take real actions to push back, to reset the deterrence relationship with respect to Russia.
That is CIA Director and Secretary of State nominee Mike Pompeo telling senators at his confirmation hearing he's no pushover when it comes to Russia. Pompeo's expected to get confirmed by the Senate by the end of this week. Now, the nomination comes as the United States sits on the cusp of monumental foreign initiatives with Russia, North Korea, Syria, Iran, and other countries as well. Ori Friedman is a reporter with The Atlantic. He's here. Ori, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Todd. Good to be with you.
Ori, up until Monday, it looked like Mike Pompeo would not get a majority of votes out of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee before heading to the Senate floor. What changed that?
Two things, I think. One, it became clear that moderate Democrats in the Senate, when the vote went to a full Senate vote as opposed to committee, that they were going to vote for Mike Pompeo. And so he was going to get confirmed one way or the other. And so I think it became clear the Senate Foreign Relations Committee vote was more symbolic. Secondly, Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, who has more libertarian views on foreign policy, had initially said he was going to vote against Mike Pompeo. Mike Pompeo and Donald Trump both called Rand Paul and gave him a variety of assurances. For example, that Mike Pompeo thought the Iraq war was a mistake, that the U.S. would get out of Afghanistan soon, and that regime change had destabilized the Middle East. This is all according to Rand Paul. And when he got those assurances, he decided to change his vote because he felt convinced enough that Mike Pompeo wasn't kind of the neoconservative hawk that he had accused him of being during the Senate confirmation process. So those are the two big differences.
So some moderate Democrats are on board. Rand Paul is on board. Mike Pompeo looks to be headed toward confirmation. Now, he doesn't have a lot of diplomatic experience, Ori. And this is at a time when the U.S. is headed into difficult decisions, possible negotiations over the Iran nuclear deal, high-stake talks, of course, with North Korea, wars in the Middle East, Syria, and Yemen. What's he bringing to the job here?
The biggest thing, I think, is a close relationship with the president. And that matters in foreign policy. Rex Tillerson, almost from the get-go, felt very marginalized and at odds with the president on many key issues. Mike Pompeo, during as CIA director, has personally briefed the president. He's established a very good rapport with the president, and that matters for two reasons. One, for the State Department, they will feel that their leader has the president's ear. And then secondly, when you're a State Department top diplomat going out in the world, you want foreign officials to think you speak for the president. I don't think a lot of foreign officials thought Rex Tillerson did. I think they will think Mike Pompeo does.
Now, on the other hand, the Secretary of State job is one of the traditional cabinet seats where the secretary is expected to speak truth to power to the president, to often tell the president things that he doesn't want to hear. And a lot of observers point out that that did not work out for Rex Tillerson, as you mentioned. But what about Mike Pompeo? He gets along with the president. Can he tell the president things that he doesn't like?
One of the most striking things in the confirmation process for Mike Pompeo was that the head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, a Republican, Bob Corker, started off the confirmation hearing by saying, "I'm concerned you're going to be a yes man, that you're not going to be a check on the president." Now, that's remarkable for the president, you know, someone of the own party of the president to be concerned that the person they're nominating won't be a check on the president's impulses. But that really is a concern. I think Mike Pompeo may not stand up, will stand up in private to the president. The question is whether he will stand up in public once a decision is made. He seems to be more of an enthusiastic defender of the president than one who is afterwards going to question the president's decisions.
Ori Friedman, reporter with The Atlantic, reporting on Mike Pompeo's foreign policy stances and his relationship with his boss, President Donald Trump, as he likely enters the job of Secretary of State. Ori Friedman, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.